You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Barbecue season is here, and with many of us heading into our gardens to enjoy some al fresco dining, new research shows that this summer it's back to barbecue basics. Joining us to share his insight into the latest barbecue trends is England cricket legend turned grill school owner and chef Matthew Hoggy Hoggart. It is so lovely speaking with you today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, Matthew, what are these current trends we're talking about when it comes to barbecue? What is changing?
Yeah, so the trends that we've seen in the research in the past, people have seen a little bit of sun in the UK and said, right, then we need to make the most of it. And they've gone and spent a fortune at the supermarket or the butcher's. They've come back, they've had three different starters, three different main courses. They've chosen meats and food that cook at different temperatures, different times, different methods. And they've had a stressful time and a lot of wastage because they bought so much food. So the trends have shown that we're going back to basics. We're going to keep it simple. They're going back to burgers, hot dogs, chicken, and looking to do a couple of things, basic things really well, keep things on a budget. And with that, we've teamed up with an Australian winemaker, a family-run business in Andrew Peace, and we've created a beautiful barbecue menu. We've paired it with award-winning wines, and we've made all the ingredients and the wines accessible at Tesco's, and you can feed your family of four with a lovely bottle of wine for 30 quid.
That's amazing, because with the cost of living crisis still going on, like having these affordable options that can really make our food go further are so good. So what is your advice for this really amazing, affordable, I guess, perfect barbecue meal?
Yeah, so go to Andrew Peace and get the menus. The big things about your grill, I would encourage you to buy decent charcoal. I would encourage you to use your lid on your barbecue more and restrict the airflow, because that's how fires work. If you restrict airflow, you get a nice gentle heat. If you take your lid off and give it all the oxygen you want, you get a very high intense heat. So you can control the temperature by using your lid and the airflow through your grill. And if you buy a meat probe, a nice cheap meat probe, it takes out all the guesswork. So you don't have to pre-cook your chicken in the oven. You don't have to overcook your sausages or your chicken on the grill because you're worried about poisoning people. If you get a meat probe, it takes out all the guesswork and you can cook it to perfection each and every time.
I love that. You've mentioned some absolute barbecue sins there, but what would be your worst sin that you see happen over and over again and it just, you know, grinds your gears?
Two things spring to mind. One thing is using rubbish charcoal. And the second thing is when we're cooking burgers, everybody likes to push the burgers down onto the grill and hear that sizzle. And all that's saying to me is that's all the juice, all the flavors, all the things that you want to be running down your chin, just evaporating on the grill. I think once you put your burgers on the grill, you don't need to squash them again. You just need to cook them and keep all them juices in your burger so it runs down your chin instead of sizzling on a hot plate.
Oh, you're just making me hungry now, Matthew. So for yourself, you're cooking up a barbecue. What is your number one dish that you always whip out for these events and when you're hosting?
Yeah, so I'm a bit different to the norm because if I don't cook a part of my meal on a barbecue every day, that would be unusual for me. So I'm a big believer you can cook anything on a grill, and Yorkshire puddings, souffles, baking cakes, anything that you can cook in a kitchen, you cook on the grill. So because I cook 365 days a year, I would be cooking most things on the grill rather than in the kitchen.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone making a Yorkshire pudding on a grill. Like, how does that even work? Does it turn out better? I mean, clearly.
Yeah, so, yeah, you, because you can use your grill to grill, you can use it indirect, you can turn it into an oven, you can turn it into a smoker. It's just the way you set things up. If you turn it into your oven and put your plate setter across so the heat can't escape straight up, it's pushed around the sides, and you use your lid, you can set the temperature at 200 degrees and you can get that grill hot. And then you can place your Yorkshire puddings on the grill of the plate setter, and you can cook Yorkshire puddings.
That sounds amazing. I think I'm going to have to try that. I might have to try making a cake, because that sounds like you could bake as well.
You can bake on there. You basically, you've got an oven, you've got a hob, you've got a grill, you've got a smoker, all in one.
That's amazing. Well, Matthew, you mentioned you have the menu online with some suggestions and pairings. So I know when you go, that actually sounds amazing, because whenever you go to the shops and you're trying to like, oh, which wine or what drink should I get to pair with this meat, it can just get overwhelming because there's such a selection there.
There is, and you can, as you say, you can get overwhelmed and you don't know what to put with what. So Andrew Peace, award-winning wines, fantastic barbecue menu, nice on the budget, all available at Tesco's. It takes out all the guesswork, all the stress, step-by-step instructions of how to cook each and every dish, and paired with a Chardonnay or Shiraz or a Cab Sauv, Pinot. It does all the work for you, and you can get, as I say, feed your family for under £30.
Amazing. So what's that website address we need to go to?
Yeah, it's Andrew Peace website, or their Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, Matthew, I don't think I expected you to know so much about barbecues, but I guess it makes sense. You have been on MasterChef, so, you know, I don't know why I'm surprised. But thank you so much for speaking on the Happy Hour today and sharing your passion for good barbecues.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.